Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're broadcasting from Spokane, 96.5 FM and AM 630, and of course the live stream. Check out all of our archive shows. Here within 10 minutes after the show this morning, we'll have it uploaded to Podbean. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
It is Fired Up Friday.
We are fired up. I'm sure all of you are as well, but in a good way, in a woohoo, we're going to pound them into the dirt way.
Yes, absolutely. Not to be distracted with the distraction that is distracting us from what we're...
The primary distraction was.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, this whole... circus in New York with this DA. What a joke. That's the distraction. The real issues are, first of all, Carrie Lake had a major Supreme Court victory. The race in Arizona is not over.
That's right. And which we'll be getting to in segment two. We've got a
yes.
We've got an update clip with her, and also the statement from the Supreme Court or the progress that's being
right.
made so far. So
that so, and right now Congress is shredding Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, with all of the money that they've taken. They've got the bank records showing a $1.2 million transaction to the Biden crime family from China, and they're saying that's the tip of the iceberg.
That's right.
There are at least 10 more of those.
Oh yeah, and then not only that, but the GOP House Chairman says that the Manhattan DA is facing a deadline for the congressional testimony in which he was supposed to have responded to them by yesterday.
Yes.
And they're going, you know, you're not just going to skate off with this.
He's basically saying he's not going to cooperate.
Yeah, here's the funny thing. What he had to say is so flippant and so arrogant, like, you know, like we described him as being, oh, watch out. The arrogant leader is the one that's going to fall the hardest.
Right.
And what he responded with, according to this article from the Epoch Times, says here, Manhattan DA office responds, Trump created, they threw it back, of course, to Trump.
Of course.
They're blaming Trump, right? So this is the DA now blaming Trump for what he's supposed to do about Congress calling him to give testimony as to
right.
what the heck he's doing, right? And so he says, Trump created a false expectation he would be arrested. Tell me if he's not now looking like the little kid with his hand caught in the cookie jar.
Right.
Who, you know, who is about ready to get a huge thrashing. and so now he's trying to think of anything to say that's going to get him out of a severe beating that he knows he's got coming now.
Yeah.
And so, but the funny thing is, it says here that Alvin Bragg's general counsel, headed up by Leslie Dubeck, responded to Congress with, your letter, I mean, this attitude is unreal. This is towards Congress. She starts off, your letter, dated March 20th, 2023, in contrast, is an unprecedented inquiry into a pending local prosecution. Bragg's office wrote to House Judiciary Republicans in the letter, which was posted online by multiple news outlets. It said that the GOP's letter only came after Donald Trump created a false expectation that he would be arrested the next day, and his lawyers reportedly urged you to intervene. Neither fact is a legitimate basis for congressional inquiry. And,
oh, right.
And then said that if Bragg's office were to comply with the request, it would actually interfere with law enforcement.
And, oh my goodness.
And the GOP letter represents an unlawful incursion into New York's sovereignty, according to the letter. And so this was, again, written by Leslie Dubeck, who was Bragg's general counsel. And I just have to point out, interfere with law enforcement?
They don't even...
They mean crime enforcement, because... They don't uphold any laws and enforce any laws at all, from
what
I understand.
No, that's why New York's descending into chaos right now, because of this, the whole list of crimes they said they're not going to prosecute. And so what's interesting, too, they talk about New York's sovereignty interfering into an incursion into New York's sovereignty while they're using a trying to use a federal crime statute to prosecute Trump.
Yeah.
Because the statute of limitations on the misdemeanors in New York state law is passed.
Yep.
So
they've got absolutely nothing.
They're a mess.
There's not a crime to push, to enforce. And just the fact that I think that's the best statement of all, that it would interfere with law enforcement. Well, what's their excuse for all the rest of the stuff that they're not doing then?
Right.
You know, I'm sure the GOP isn't preventing them from doing their jobs. The other 23 hours a day.
Well, that's Trump's fault, you know, too, because if they weren't forced to have to investigate him, they could actually be pursuing other crimes.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And if they hadn't taken all of this money from Soros to only hound and prosecute Trump for walking and breathing and wearing matching socks, you know, then they might actually be able to address the rest of the crime.
And for allegations that he's already been cleared of, the same allegations that he's already been cleared of.
Yeah.
So,
in fact,
it's a charade.
Any attorney that keeps trying to push the same prosecution for the same crime obviously doesn't know the law at all.
Right.
that's illegal. Just that right there alone. You can't prosecute somebody for the same crime twice and yet there they go again.
Well, it doesn't matter. All that matters is don't look at Biden. Don't look at China and all of the Chinese money going to the Biden family. Look over here at Trump.
Well,
that's what this is all about.
And actually, it's like we pointed out on our channel yesterday, I've started a list looking into this Color of Change PAC.
Yes.
That all of these bought off, these foreign colluding bought off DAs are taking money through this PAC from a foreigner, from George Soros, which is highly treasonous. And so I've started a list, and so far on there we've got Bragg, obviously, and then we've also got the next lineup from Georgia, the DA Fannie Willis from Fulton County, Georgia, who's part of it as well, and then also the paid and bought off DA from Florida, who is who is the Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren. And we're basically pointing out that any of these Soros-backed DAs they're criminals.
Yes.
They're criminals. They have to be understood as criminals, not DAs that took some kind of political funding. No.
That's
they're
right.
Criminals, flat out criminals, because that is called taking bribes.
Yep.
And it's highly illegal.
Yeah, because that money comes with strings attached, and that is that you will follow this agenda. And they even used race as one of their criteria for going after people.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, it's completely out of control. But, well, there's a lot to cover and a lot more to be fired up about. We're a little fired up about that.
Fired up, but it's in such a favorable way for the Patriots. I mean, thank goodness we finally have the boxing gloves in the ring this time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
At least we have that now. At least we've got the House GOP with McCarthy on a shock collar that is set at a pretty high rating, apparently.
That's right. And we're grateful. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the word of the day. Get into God's word. Find out what he's got in store for us. This is another random turning.
Yep.
So,
okay. And so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50, which read, "Then Jesus cried out and said, 'He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. And that's it.
Thank him for that, for that. He is the light.
Yep.
And man, what a time to belong to him in such a dark world, you know, and to know that he not only was there at that time saying those words, he's coming back.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and that's just,
well, and especially where it says that he is the light unto our path, the lamp unto our feet.
Yes.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. The life.
That's
He's
right.
also the light. And so just the fact that where it's nothing but darkness, right? And he stands out. And in the word wealth here, we've got the Hebrew word for darkness, which is skotia. And it means, well, darkness means darkness, gloom, evil, sin, obscurity, night, ignorance, moral depravity. The New Testament especially uses the word in a metaphorical sense of ignorance of divine truth, man's sinful nature, total absence of light, and a lack of spiritual perception. Light equals happiness, and skotia equals unhappiness. Skotia is spiritual darkness, basically describing everything earthly or demonic that is at enmity with God.
Wow. Yeah. It's so perfectly fitting.
Oh, yes.
For today. I mean, it is, yep. When we say, you know, the darkness out there and he being the light, that's the only thing separating the two right now. And it's becoming so stark. I mean, it's going to the point, we're on the trajectory to the point where it's either Jesus or not Jesus.
Right.
There's no conservative, Happyville, leave it to Beaver life, good old American apple pie without Jesus.
Right.
I mean, it's the darkness is becoming so dark that the only way out of it is the light of Christ. And
right.
That's becoming so clear. The line there is so, it's just
stark.
The contrast is very stark. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I think you're right where as skotia as spiritual darkness basically describes everything earthly and demonic that is at enmity with God. That is so true, because if anything reflects the inside of a person, it's the outside of a person. And what we see in all of the people who are not believers and who are following the lie of communism is, you know, you see tons of tattoos, tons of body piercings, purple hair, blue hair, no hair, you name
right.
it. Utter depravity is showing up on people's bodies. You know what
yes.
I mean? It's like they're wearing the darkness on the outside of them as well as the inside of them. And it's a very sad and unfortunate thing, especially when it describes that light equals happiness and skotia equals unhappiness. Look at how unhappy they are. They
That's
are
right.
continually offended. Continually. That's what, I mean, if they're professional at anything, they're professional at being offended. That is because of their unending happiness. They have no joy of the Lord from the inside. Everything they look at is gloomy
yes.
and dark. And then the things that they follow are dark. And just like the scripture says that we, the children of God, skip along the tops, You know, we skip from glory to glory, right? Well, the children of darkness skip from decay to decay.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's, it's a sad thing to see it, but it also kind of, it kind of helps. Like if you're going to reach out to somebody that maybe God prompted you, something, just something about that person made you want to say something of, you know, may the light of God shine on you today and give them a nice bright smile. You just never know what might pique their interest and start directing their pull towards God.
Yeah.
I mean, they're easy to pick out of the crowd, the people needing God. They stand out like sore thumbs.
That's right.
You know, and nothing can fix the holes inside those people like the God-shaped puzzle piece.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, exactly. And, you know, even people that don't know Christ are, they understand something's not right in the world.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so they're looking for that. People are going to be starting to look for, you know, for answers, especially as we descend further and further into this darkness that is a self-destructive type of an implosion.
Right.
Of, for example, look, right now we've got, this is so interesting, China and Russia now forming an alliance. They said changes are coming, which the world has not seen in 100 years.
Yep.
What do they got up their sleeves?
Oh, right.
Well, world domination.
Yep.
But isn't it interesting that China has a zero tolerance policy on homosexuality?
Right.
Russia has a zero tolerance policy toward homosexuality.
That's right.
And isn't it interesting that they're combining forces against the West, which is rushing to embrace it? So here's the strange, bizarre twist. Saudi Arabia just signed a deal with Russia and China to start to partner with them. And now the United States is in a panic trying to figure out how to win them back over. So Blinken meets with the Saudis and he pushes the LGBT issue.
Oh, for
he says
that
because it is critical for our national foreign policy. And he even said, I press the Saudis on LGBTQI issues in every conversation.
That is so disgusting. He's boasting about it.
Now, do you think that's going to win the Saudis back over or push them away?
Exactly.
So this is what I'm saying. This self-destructive, implosive thinking, this whole mentality, this whole warped and twisted worldview is just compounding one destructive decision on top of another.
Well, and then that's also double speak. He's speaking out both sides of his mouth because he knows that at the same time, they want to do everything to our allies as well as our enemies that will bring them all together against the USA. He knows exactly how to push our allies away, and it would be through stuff like that. So of course he's going to be saying the biggest lie about America. Oh, yeah. We must have it.
Yes.
You know, so
it's one foreign policy issue, probably besides climate change, the climate hoax.
Right.
Climate cult.
Yeah, trying to slam the most ridiculous lies and garbage down people's throats that they know they will just drive them away, and so they do it on purpose.
Yeah. Well, and it keeps getting darker, which is why we need to cling to the light.
And share the gospel.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And that scripture, again, if you could
Put that out. That was John chapter 12, verses 44 through 50.
Excellent. Read that one for sure.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment, speaking of which, is brought to you by the website JesusAppears.com. Learn how to get rapture ready, the soon return of our King, which we're looking very much forward to. But the website is JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute. You guys stick around. We'll be back with segment two coming right up.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. but it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. In the studio with Lady Liberty here. Good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
Here we were talking about ending the week in some more phenomenal news. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are talking about yesterday how all of our prayers were being answered about everybody that was conducting an evil attack against Trump, that it would all just be bounced back right to those very people, and those people would receive what they were hoping Trump would get.
And
just to see it happening is awesome. It's like we're so thankful to the Lord for that, and we want to shout out to the Lord. Woohoo! Thank you for answering Americans' prayers. So many people are praying for that.
Now calls for arrests against that DA in New York.
Yep. It's so awesome. But not even that. I mean, there's also another we've got a fantastic update we're going to share here with you from Carrie Lake, but there's another from Marjorie Taylor Greene that happened yesterday that was so just awesome. I just was thrilled to death to read her statement on her Telegram channel that said, "I'm leading a bipartisan delegation from the Oversight Committee to the D.C. jail on Friday." Ooh. And so at some point today, they're headed over there to that jail. And I hope it's to cause ever-loving havoc.
Yes.
And I don't know, whatever they can possibly do to say, turn those people loose.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what their ability is, but the fact that they're focusing it on the D.C. jail and they're going there, they're the ones with the authority. They are the law.
That's federally funded, too.
Yes.
I mean, pull the funding. Shut the place down.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, whoops. So, you know, you guys aren't going to follow the law if a prison can't follow the law.
Right.
You know, they can't illegally detain people forever.
And how about criminal charges against the mistreatment, the maltreatment,
yes,
the withholding of medical treatment for those in there. Cases of torture.
Where is the Fifth Amendment for all of them?
Right.
All of them right there have a case against, if not that jail, but everybody responsible for holding them. They've all got a case of unconstitutional treatment.
Yes, absolutely. That's, well, I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as great news to wrap up the week, it just doesn't get any better than that.
I know it.
And so let's get to that Carrie Lake clip here.
Yes.
Her statement on the Arizona Supreme Court ruling in favor of her case. And in her written statement, it basically says that the violation of procedure allowed for tens of thousands of illegal ballots to be approved and counted, aside from all other issues, including nearly 60% of polling locations being inoperable on Election Day. This issue alone casts the veracity of Katie Hobbs' victory in serious doubt.
Yep.
When we verify these allegations, there will be no doubt that this election was compromised and that its results fail to meet the standard of certainty as required and outlined in Arizona law.
Perfect.
And so go ahead and listen to her clip now.
And so we're pushing forward. We can't allow this to happen. Even if it would have been just a mistake,
right,
it's still unacceptable. The law still supports redoing the election or setting aside that botched election. And that's what we're asking the court to do. Either set that county aside, set it aside, redo the election, but not with these buffoons and crooks and criminals who ran it before. and redo it. Or, you know, I would even be for giving us a whole new trial where we can lay out everything that went wrong. Because when people really see, we had 10 counts we presented to the lower court. That judge only allowed us 2 counts. When people see all 10 counts and what they did wrong, including 300,000 invalid ballots that were counted with no chain of custody, including tens of thousands of mail-in ballots with no signatures or scribbles that didn't match the voter's signature, including injecting 35,000 ballots that came out of thin air after the election, including sabotaging Election Day, intentionally printing the wrong image on the ballots, having machines that didn't function on Election Day, targeting Republican voters, lines that were so long that thousands of people left the line. There is a mountain of wrongdoing in our elections in Maricopa County, and the people can't take it much longer.
Outstanding and encouraging. And if that doesn't get you fired up, and she's right, they need a whole new trial. Just wipe the slate clean, yeah. Start over, let them present everything. Quit doing this picky choose thing where, oh, you have 7 cases. Well, we'll throw 6 out. We'll set those to the side. Just give me the 1. No, it all needs to be laid out.
Right. And also the fact that she's asking for them to redo the election or even just throw the 1 county out, because she knows she's got it in the bag either way. And especially if they're going to redo it without using the same, election fraud modules, basically,
right.
and services through the Carter Center. And there was the other one, the two primary CCP-backed election fraud adjustment groups, it doesn't get any worse than having the CCP in charge of making sure your election is going well.
Oh, I know. Exactly. And the Carter Center was, one of the worst. And it has tainted the elections. I don't know about throwing an entire county out, but hey, if that's what it takes, whatever it takes to get the fraud out of there and the legitimate victor in there,
right?
Do it.
Yes.
So.
And it's looking good. So, I mean, as far as this week went, it doesn't get any better than that.
I know it. Well, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend and get rested up. We'll do it all over again Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.